This week's shiur is the Refuah Shleima of Chavatziril Bas Rochel. Shav Refuah Shleima. Shins Rachim Shamayim Rubim. Mitzvah Hashem. We'll see her back full steam soon. Bezer Hashem. Okay. Korach. Tavshin Per Aleph. The title is, His Road to Oblivion is Speaking to Us. In other words, sometimes we look at Parshas Korach from the outside and, oh, it's terrible. How could anybody do anything like this? Etc. But I think if we examine it, we'll find out that it's a lot closer to home than perhaps we're comfortable with. First pasuk in the parsha: Vayikach Korach ben Yitzar ben Kehas ben Levi v'dasan v'aviron ben Aliyav v'un ben Peles v'nei Reuven. Vayikach. But it doesn't say explicitly what he took. Vayikach Korach ben Yitzar ben Kehas ben Levi v'dasan v'aviron ben Aliyav v'un ben Peles v'nei Reuven. That's it. We don't have any further explanation of what he took. So I'd like to look at a few different approaches, and I think that each one builds upon the other, and in terms of understanding what this lekicha of Korach was. What did he take? First, let's examine a pasuk that the Medrash Tanchuma, which actually Rashi cites, that the Medrash Tanchuma does gives an excellent explanation, B'derech HaDrash, to everything that's taking place here. The Medrash Tanchuma quotes this pasuk in Mishlei. Ach nifsha mikiryas oz, umidyonim kivriach armon. Ach nifsha mikiryas oz, says Rashi in Mishlei. Yesh ach nifsha me'achiv, umabed v'mirdo kiryas oz. Example that the Rashi initially says, Kegon Lot ba'Avram Esav b'Yaakov. In other words, a person thinks that he is giving greater expression, self-fulfillment, plotting his own course, his own independence, his own success. And really what he's doing is he's destroying himself. So Rashi brings Lot vis-a-vis Avram. As long as Avram, I can't fully express myself, I can't fully be successful, I can't plot my own course, goes at it on his own. He destroys himself. Esav with Yaakov, etc. Here, the Medrash in the Tanchuma brings it with regard to Korach vis-a-vis Moshe Rabbeinu. So what does it say? Vayikach Korach, Zehu Shomar HaKosav, Ach Nifshav Kigasov V'Midyonim Kivriach Armon. Ach nifsha mekiras oze korach, shecholak keneged Moshe umorad, v'yorad min hakovod shehoye b'yodo, ve'in nifsha el loshon merida. The Medrash concludes, shows the loshon of pesha is a loshon of rebellion. And through this rebellion, not only did Korach not achieve greatness for himself, but he lost the greatness that he had. In other words, cutting oneself off from one's brother. That's the pasuk. Ach nifsha, mikiryas oz. He has cut himself off from his strength. His merit has cut himself off from his strength. The self-destructive nature of machlokis. Okay, says the Sfasemes on this Medrash. The Medrash Ach Nifsha Mikiryas Oz Umered Umorad Koshakosov Yikach Korach V'Ispalig. Right, Rashi brings it down. We'll see in just a moment. Koshakosov Zorah Korach Lokach Legarme. He took himself. Kimishin Isbatel Legamre Lekoach V'Chius Hashem Yisbarach Ein Lo Malikach. There's a very subtle point here. If a person understands that his place in the world is to be revealing, fulfilling, acting, reacting to the events of his life according to the understanding that Hashem is giving him breath at every moment, and that what's incumbent upon him is only to deal, as I said, to act or to react, to deal with the objects, with the experiences, with the interpersonal relationships that he confronts, that he comes into contact with, through the lens of the Torah. If a person sees himself in such a light, and the degree to which he sees himself in such a light, this is not an all or nothing proposition, obviously. There are many levels to this. But the degree to which he sees this, so he has nothing to take of his own. What am I? I am my job description vis-a-vis Hashem. That includes all my personality, etc. It's not like I've become, you know, an automaton. I have my personality, I have this, these, but these are all gifts from Hashem, and that's the way I'm meant to deal. Once my own personal ego gets involved in a way that, you know, what's in it for me, and that me is detached from Hashem, so then the person, as they say in Latin, is gehakt tzaras. A person who is mevatel himself legamri, lekoach, v'chius Hashem yisbarach, a person who gives himself over completely, submits, right, to the fact that Hashem is the source of his life, his being, ein lo malikach, he has nothing of his own, which is distinct or cut off from Hashem, Hashem's will to take. Continues this Fasemis, another piece. The Medrash, Ach Nivsha Mekiyasos, Ki Iker HaKol HaTorah, Kol Seichel, VeChochmas HaAdam, our intellect. Every Shmona Esrei, we start the intermediate brachos, Ata Chonin LaAdam Das, you give me Das, you give me the ability to comprehend. Chochma, Bina, Das, Haskel. All of this is a gift from you. It's not me, and now do I listen to you, do I not listen to you? I mean, that's obviously the choice of Bechira, but the idea is that all of this is a gift. Because Hayigia Mavodas Habore, says this Svas Emes, even my toil in Mavodas Habore, the Kiyum Mitzvos of Hakol Eitzos Eich Lizdabek Betoro Velizkos L'Siyua Elyon. All my efforts are a way, are a methodology by which I connect myself to the Torah, which is my lifeline to Hashem, which in turn brings Hashem to give me further aid. Oz, Lachein HaTorah Nikra Oz. Torah is a source of strength. It's a source of strength literally. In other words, by plugging myself into living the world through the lens of the Torah, which Hashem is giving to me, it is a source of further recharging, further strength, further Oz for me, from above. Lachein HaBori Yisbarach Shuma Oz, Lachosim Ba'akadosh Baruch Hu is the stronghold for those who place their trust in him, betokef ha'odam lischazek bo, v'al yedei ha'masim tovim v'yegia zochin zeh. And there's nothing which is mine, my effort, my seichel, etc., as cut off from Hashem. It's a methodology by which I reveal a greater connection to Hashem. Bevaraya Korach over Hashem v'chacham gadol, frightening words. Korach was an over Hashem v'chacham gadol. Avo bezeh shesobach rak al chachmaso. He relied upon my wisdom, my intellect, my understanding. Always prefaced with the my. Umas of nikra merida b'toro u'b'Hashem yisbarach. This is the source of his merida b'toro, his rebellion against Torah and against the Creator himself. We're unfortunately all too familiar with people who are extremely bright, who are brilliant, brilliant, brilliant. But it revolves around their ego, their me, myself, and I. And this leads them astray. So this is the beginning, this is the shoresh, this is the kernel of Korach's flaw, which of course the flaw gets larger and larger until the great iceberg breaks off. he's giving himself credit. He is revolving around his own egocentric universe. The Korach tola hakol ba'avura chitzonis ba'olam hazeh. What do I do? Roshkosav medrash talish akulach tchelis. Fascinating, fascinating. When a person, as it were, sees that it revolves around him, it's me, it's me. Again, once again, everybody has a me. Everybody has a me. The question is, how is that me linked to the Ribbono Shel'olam? Is my me the expression of Hashem's giving me, and as such, therefore, I need to fine-tune the way I deal with my me to be in sync with what Hashem wants from me? Or is my me something else? And Hashem, Chalil, is just the biggest guy on the block. Don't mess with him. He's the biggest guy on the block. But your me is totally distinct. Totally distinct. Again, I'm trying to confuse the Creator with his creations. This is a very, 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 obviously a very, very subtle point. We have to know, in the depth of all depths, we are because Hashem wills that we be. It's not, I think, therefore I am. He wills, therefore I be. I use the gifts he gave me. But he wills, therefore I be. That can never leave our consciousness. But once you become involved in it, it's about me, my intellect, my brilliance, my insight, my ideas, my visions for the future, mine, and as distinct and cut off, again, we're not trying to turn people into automatons, but as distinct and cut off from the Creator, so then one's view, even of the Torah, becomes external. If it fits what makes sense to me, or the way I understand is the way it has to be, I see the whole picture. After all, I'm that brilliant. The answer is, you never see the whole picture. And once again, this is a very important point. We live in a world where we're unfortunately surrounded by two extremes. That those people say, you don't understand anything. It's all the Creator. You don't understand anything. Okay? That's flawed. You understand as much as you're capable of understanding, and up until a certain point. And then you enter into more clouded territory. It doesn't mean that what you understood before was fallacious. It was real. It was true. But it's not the total picture. And on the other hand, we were surrounded by people who do a great deal of damage. Right? A great deal of damage. I think they understand everything. And therefore, they can manipulate. They can. Right? They deal with the Torah. They deal with Hashgacha. They deal with the world. They deal with the relationship with Hashem. They deal with the destiny of the Jewish people as though they're cloning. Right? We're not a clone. We can do it too. These people do untold damage to the Jewish people. Vein ha'arech. It's self-evident. The Korach, tola hakol bavora chitzonis ba'ol mazeh. It was all part of the external avoda. Avoda's Hashem. But the top level that's done in Olam Hazeh, Kosh Kosov, the Medrash, Talash Shekula Tchelis, as he mocked Moshe Rabbeinu, he dressed his men. We'll talk about that perhaps later. Right? He dressed his men in garments, all made out of Tchelis, four-cornered garments. Do these need tzitzis? Why should they need tzitzis? If the whole point of tzitzis is to remind us eventually of Kisei HaKavod, right? Like the Gemara Menachos teaches us that the Tchelis is similar to the color of the sea, and the color of the sea is similar to the color of the sky, and the color of the sky is similar to the color of the Kisei HaKavod, and it's meant to bring us there, etc. So, if I'm a beggar, it's cool with Tchelis. Why do I need tzitzis with one chut of Tchelis on a garment that's completely Tchelis? It keeps me focused, after all. It's true, but it's not the whole picture. It's true, there's meant to be a tam, as it were, that can be communicated in Olam Hazeh, in the mitzvos. But the ultimate source of all the mitzvos and all of that Hashem asks and expects from us, there is that which is visible, and it serves its purpose, and there is that which is not revealed to us. And that's why we have to continue doing the mitzvahs no matter what. Give emes tam mitzvahs tchelish dom le rakia, etc. Maritaima kula tchelis enodin shetiftor. Of course, Korach on the surface is right. Why should you need a string, one strand of tchelis on a beggar that's completely tchelis? Avol be'emes eino kein. In the truth of truths, this is not the whole picture. Ki ha-mitzvos hem rak remozim ledvorim elyonim v'hem mishuroshim b'toru kedusha she'nelma me'enei kol chai. V'yis'oru sheba milamala al yidei mitzvos ha-torah hem harbe me'od mikol pu'ulos shebekoach ha'adam lamata. Again, the goal of the mitzvah, the goal of the avoda, the goal of the Torah, and that's what we're meant to toil in. It ignites a spark, which in turn brings to us something much greater that we can't put our fingers on, we can't touch, we can't see, etc. It fills us with a kedusha, it fills us with a connection from the source of Oz, right? The power of Hashem. Shabbat and Almighty, Mitzvah, Torah, Harbi, Ma'od, much more than we see just the tip of the iceberg. There are things one is meant to taste in terms of a mitzvah, to experience. But the shorish of the mitzvah is always the main, just like the iceberg. The vast majority of it is hidden. Nimtza pasha korach beikar shorish v'achaz atzmo betofel v'asimenu ikar. We see that Korach's flawed view, in other words, once a person's perception of self is cut off, it's my intellect, not that Hashem is giving me this koach at any given instant in order to use, in order to, as it were, strengthen the connection between us. It's my intellect, it's my smarts, my wisdom, my insight, my brilliance. And that in turn causes a different worldview of the mitzvahs, bechlal, mitzvahs, the Torah, world, Jewish worldview. So that's the first step in Vayikach, right? He has something to take. It's about him, ego. The Gur Aryeh discusses the idea of Vayikach. Vayikach shechoshav machshava ma'al atzmo. V'al zeh shayach vayikach. Goes on to explain. Ke ha-machshava miyuchedes shehoye lo b'zeh ha-machshava lakcha oso. A person gets swept up with an idea. V'chach kos vayikach. Rotzo lomar shehoye nechlak b'machshava miyuchedes shehoye lo. Person becomes possessed by an idea. As it says in Neo, by Mayikacha Libcha, your heart is taking you. A person is possessed by the idea. So note, we start with the Medrash, Medrash Tanchuma, the Hezber, the Sfas Emes. It's about me. Once it's about me, so then now, an idea, a position begins to germinate inside of me, and I become obsessed with it. This is completely takes over. It takes over my personality. I'm possessed with this idea. This becomes, it leads me around. I'm the source of it. It's my Frankenstein's monster. I become possessed by it. The Ramban says Vayikach is the formulation of a plan, right? Of how he's going to go about trying to rebel against Moshe Rabbeinu's dominion, his leadership. And Rashi is Lakach Hasatzmo Tzad Echad. This is the practical application. So we've seen in the interpretation of the word Vayikach, we see how it starts off with, it germinates from a false view of oneself vis-a-vis the Creator. Do I have something of mine that's cut off to take? If yes, then I've taken my first step down the primrose path, right, to oblivion of Korach. And again, it's all in gradation. It's all in gradation. After that, I begin to concoct a philosophy, a worldview. If it's about me, so then I have to have my worldview. My worldview. Again, everybody's going to have their worldview. The question is, am I trying, am I struggling to reveal the inherent life that Hashem has placed inside of me? I have to use my seichel, I have to use my understanding, I have to use my insight, etc. But am I cognizant of the fact that this is all a gift from Hashem, and therefore, if it leads me to detach from Hashem, I know that I've erred, I've stepped off the path. It starts with the Medrash Tanhuma, with the Sfas Emes. I have what to take, my own distinct cut off. I then begin to develop my own philosophy of life. My own philosophy of life. And it possesses me. Oh my goodness, how many times have we seen this? How many times do we continue to see it? People develop their philosophy of life. It puts them at odds with the Torah. Their philosophy. Their philosophy. Where will I put God into the puzzle of my philosophy of life? The Gur Aryeh, I'm possessed by idea. The Ramban, Vayikach, I begin to plan and plot exactly how I'm going to actualize this philosophy vis-a-vis, in this case, vis-a-vis Moshe and Aaron. Rashi, Vayikach, practically, first steps, right, of practical application, of separating myself from everyone else. Once we have this cosmic cloud inside, then we step into the world of life. There are always tests in life. This is a crucial point also. And this is also a point by which a person begins to recant. As I confront the issues of life, the things that might generate my anger, my jealousy, my despondency even, though that's not the issue here, but it's also true, as we know, that some of us suffer from that. Instead of seeing these issues as tank traps, which I cannot traverse, which are blocking me from life, instead I have to view them as, these are the hurdles by which I will grow in life. The way I deal, the way I struggle, with these issues, that itself is avoda. It's not keeping me from avoda. This is my avoda. But once again, for the Korach, I can't live with this. Pasuk says, right, in the beginning of Sefer Bamidbar, "V'nei kahas l'mishpachosam Amram v'yitzar Chevron v'uziel." Four sons to Kahas. U'nasi l'beis av l'mishpachos ha-kehasi Elitzafan ben Uziel. Elitzafan ben Uziel, the youngest of Kahas' sons, was chosen to be the nasi of the Kahasi. Says Rashi here in our parsha. Umara Korach lachlok im Moshe. What did he see? What was the spark? What was the match? Yeah. That generated inside of him to take all of this unfortunate, unhealthy worldview and translate it into the beginnings of Machlokas. Niskane al Nisiuso Shalit Sofan ben Uziel. He was jealous of the appointment of Elitzafan ben Uziel. Shemino Moshe Nasi al Bnei Kahas al Piyadibur. Moshe Benu Piadibor, Hashem commanded him to appoint Elitzaphan as the head of the Kehosi. V'makorach ache av abba av arba hayu. There were four brothers. We saw, right? Amram Yitzhar, Chevron, Uziel. Amr b'chon talo shnei bonav gedula echad melech v'echad goyin gadol. Amram's two children, Moshe and Aaron, they took Malchus and Kuna. Miroi litos hashnia, who should receive the next position of power? Not I. I'm the son of Yitzhar. Lo ani, shani ben Yitzhar, shu sheni la Amram. V'umana nasi es ben achi v'akota mikulam, arei cholik alav u'mevatel es dvarav. This doesn't fit my worldview. This doesn't make sense according to me. I'm in full possession of understanding with my intellect, with my brilliance, with my insight. Once again, the entire picture, not the tip of the iceberg. I see everything. To me, it doesn't compute, and therefore, I'm throwing it out the window. Ani cholik al dvarav. I mean, v'atel es dvarav. I will argue with him, and I will negate all his words. And here, right, we already see the beginnings of the slippery slope, right, down which Korach slides. It comes from first a false hashkafa, a false worldview, and from that it germinates and germinates and germinates until at the end he's mocking, right, the mitzvahs of the Torah and claiming that Moshe Rabbeinu fabricated them. As an aside, but it's not really an aside over here. Once again, we have the world of the ego. Kerosene. Pasuk says in Mishlei, Chachmos noshim, monsa beisa vivelos viodera teharsenu. The wise amongst women, right? Not the wisdom of women, but the wise amongst women, as Rashi explains. Build, the wise amongst the women, build their homes. The Ivelis, what is an Ivelis? Rashi says, a Shota. A Shota. Right? Fool, more than a fool. Biadeh Tarsen, with her very hands, she destroys it. Says Rashi Mishlei, in Sanhedrin, who is the Chachmos, who is one of the wise women who builds her home? The wife of On Ben Peles. Initially one of the co-conspirators of Korach, his wife, the Ivelis Biodea Teharsenu. And who is the Shota, who is the fool, right? Who is the deranged one who destroys her own house? The wife of Korach. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, right? The Gemara in Sanhedrin describes for us the story of each of these women. On Ben Peles comes home after a heady meeting with Korach, right, at the local, what do you call it, whatever. No jokes, yeah. Comes home and describes, you know, what's happening. And she says, what are you going to gain from this? What are you going to gain from this? You're subservient to Moshe right now. You'll be subservient to Korach afterwards. For this is worth it. What am I supposed to do? What am I supposed to do, he says. Whoa, what do you call it? I swore to them. I joined with them. She says, don't worry, I'll take care of you. I'll take care of you. Don't worry. Stay calm, relax. Right? Take a Valium. Actually, I'll give you something to drink. Sit down. She gives him a nice meal. Right? Gives a nice meal. She gives him something good to drink. He becomes inebriated. He falls asleep. She sits at the entrance to the tent. She takes off her tichel, shaitel, whatever. I mean, they obviously didn't have those then. Yeah. Maybe they did, who knows. She stands at the entrance to the tent, and because she knows that all of Korach's folks are all holy. Right? After all, we're holy. We're holy. We could be more holy than us. We understand what holiness is about. They see her there with her hair uncovered. Oh, no, we can't go there at all. And they leave. This is smart. This is brilliant. It's clever. On the other hand, let's contrast it to the wife of Korach. The Itzi de Korach, says the Gemara in Sanhedrin, the wife of Korach, what did she do? Remember, she's called the Ivelis, the Shota, the fool. Amra le chazi ma de ka'avid Moshe. She says to her husband, do you see what Moshe did to you? Again, did this happen concomitantly with the story of Eli Tzafan? Probably in close proximity one to the other. The appointment of Eli Tzafan ben Uziel, Zedek Hasi. She feeds the fire, she pours kerosene on it. Do you see what Moshe did to you? She says, Iyu Havamalka, he is the king. Right? La'achva Shavi Kahana Rabba, his brother he made into the Kohen Gadol. That's all on the coin. Livnei Achoy Shavinu Zizgane Kuna, his brother's sons. Right? Nada Viyu Elazar Itamar, he made into the Kohanim. I Asya Truma, and now she's getting really into it. If you bring Truma, right, you get to take Truma off your produce. We're not even Eretz Yisrael yet, but when you come to Eretz Yisrael, we're going to take Truma from the produce. Who does it go to? It goes to Kohen. Mm-hmm. Go to the Kohen, right, of course. I Asu, right, Meiser. If they bring Meiser, that's a tenth, that goes to us, the Levim. What do they tell us? You got to give a tenth of that tenth to the Kohanim. Mm-hmm. The Od, the guy is Leila Mezaichel, Omitluchel Kikufta, right? And now, what else? It's part of the process of the Levim taking the place of the Bechorim, so all their hair was shaved. He made you look like a cue ball. He shaved off all your hair, right? He shaved off all your hair. He didn't want you to look chush, he wanted to make you look foolish. To which Korach retorts, honestly, in a moment of honesty on his own part, he says, yeah, but he did it himself also, he's also a Levi. She says, no, I don't understand. It was kedai for him to debase himself in order to be able to embarrass you. Tomos Nafshima pleased him, that's all he cares about. Right. She projects all of the deficiencies, all the flaws in hers and her husband's midos, she projects it onto the other people. Onto Moshe, onto Aaron, they're only concerned with themselves, they're trying to gain for themselves, they're trying to gain for themselves at our expense, this is all an attack on us, it's an attack on us, we're being attacked. You're attacking. This is all out of the newspaper. It's really all out of the newspaper. It's all out of the newspaper. We see this all the time. We see it on small levels in, unfortunately sometimes in our families, with friends, acquaintances. And we see it in the world around us, in the black and white, all that's not fit to print. People, Rishayim, project their own deficiencies onto the people around them, fabricate in almost a state of paranoia that the people around them are guilty of what they themselves are doing. It's all projection. And the people on the outside, and they're looking around and saying, what? What are you talking about? This was never in my mind. Oh, how many times have we seen this? It's frightening. People accusing other people of things that, but they're percolating inside of themselves. They project it at the people around them. But let's just think for a second. Then she continues. She says, you know what? I've got an Eitzah for you. She was the one with the Eitzah. She was the one, says the Gemara in Sanhedrin, who gave Korach the Eitzah to dress your men in garments that are completely tcheles and offer the challenge to Moshe Rabbeinu. Why do we need, if we are, Kikola Eda Kulam Kedoshim, if the Jewish people are holy people, we're great people, etc. We're like a beged that's all tcheles. Why do we need one leader? Or as the Maharal explains, yeah, there was two things. There was the story of the tcheles, the garments of tcheles. Why do they need a chut, one strand extra of tcheles? They themselves are tcheles. That's speaking to Aaron, says the Gurariya, says the Maharal. Right? It's speaking to Aaron. Why do we need someone to help us in the world of mitzvahs, avoda, kirvas Hashem? We're close to Hashem. We're all Tcheles. We need a chutz of Tcheles. We need you, a Kohen Gadol. The challenge of the lesser known idea, does a house full of Svarim require a mezuzah? It's full of Svarim, right? The connection to Torah, that's the attack on Moshe Rabbeinu. We need you to connect us to Torah. We're full of, what do you call it? We're like a house full of Svarim. We need a mezuzah on the outside. We need you. So this is all evil. It's all very clever. And yet the wife of Oman Peles, I mean, I wouldn't say that she looks all that clever. She has some street smarts. She, the wife of Oman Ben Peles, is called Chachmas Nafshim, the wise amongst women. And the wife of Korach, who clearly is very bright, right, very creative, she's called Vivelis. She's a Shota. Vivelis Biyoda Tarsena. Really, what it comes down to is what we started off with. What are my priorities? It's about me, so the expression of my intellect is what determines as to whether I am a worthy, a capable, a praiseworthy individual. Am I bright? Yes. Am I gifted? Yes. Do I have what to say for myself? Yes. Can I be creative? Yes. If I'm big, I'm chashuv. That's what the wife of Korach thought. Just as her husband thought. But she's lost sight of what's most important to her, or what should be most important to her, to protect her house. Chachmos nashim bansa besa. The chachma of the wife of Oman Peles is she understood what was implanted inside of her. Protect your house. You're the mother lioness. Protect your house. She understands the chachma that's implanted inside of her. And therefore, using street smarts, she saves her husband and she saves her house. Korach's wife. Again, this is not an indictment of being intellectual. It's not an indictment of being bright. It's not an indictment of understanding. It's a question of attitude. Priorities. Do I understand, am I living in an egocentric universe or in a God-centric universe? In the beginning, it may be hard for people on the outside to be mafchin, to be able to discern. Because we're not privy to what's cooking inside of a person's persona, inside of themselves, inside of the world, or even their affect. Not 100% clear, but if this root of wormwood is allowed to germinate and germinate and germinate, then we see, we see who's real and who's not. It's fascinating, if you think about it. The people who join together, right? Korach has got his agenda. Dasan Aviram, Bnei Ruvain, before Shem say, because they were upset that the Bechor had gone from Ruvain, right, gone from Ruvain, take it away from him. The 250 Ish, the 250 who joined, many were Bechorim, firstborn. They were upset that it was taken away from the firstborn and given to Levian. Isn't Korach a Levi? Korach is a Levi. So you have people, right? All they know is they want to get rid of Moshe, right? And they're willing to sit together, even though really their agendas are almost at cross purposes. I don't mean to be political here. I certainly don't mean to say that the past leadership, what do you call it, in the Knesset in Israel, is Moshe Rabbeinu. I'm not saying that at all. But in terms of the applicability to the world of Machlokes, how when people are possessed with Machlokes, possessed with, what do you call it, with undoing the leadership, they are willing to, as it were, right, show themselves to be incredibly hypocritical. They're at cross purposes here, but it's okay, as long as it gets rid of Moshe. Again, I'm not trying to suggest to record anything about previous or present or whatever it is, you know, prime ministers. I'm not suggesting that, but I am suggesting that you see a little bit about the irony. It would be laughable if not for the fact that it was incredibly sad. Parshas Korach. It's funny, you know. I mean, it's not so funny. This week, in the parking lot outside of Shaar Tzedek Hospital, they opened up a sinkhole, right? A sinkhole. And I'm not talking about near the Dead Sea. Yeah. Well, all of a sudden, you're standing on the ground, and things open up, and you disappear into a hole, right? That's like 4 or 5 or 6 or 7 meters deep all of a sudden, you know. I'm talking about in the parking lot of Shaar Tzedek Hospital, a sinkhole opened up. They're not sure exactly why it happened. It could be because they're doing a lot of excavation in Yerushalayim, etc. It doesn't make any difference. It was this week, the week of Parshas Korach. 4 cars, thank God nobody was hurt. 4 cars just... If that's not enough of a remez yet to Parshas Korach, then recall what's taking place here in terms of the present political situation here in Eretz Yisrael is... I mean, it's a repeat. Once again, I'm not coming to say that anybody's holy. There's no Moshe Rabbeinu, is what he called it here in the story. There are no Aaron coins in the story over here on any side. But the ability, as it were, to be across purposes, as long as you can maintain your interests, right, all of a sudden, you know, it makes strange bedfellows. After that, you see what you want to see in life. Rose-colored glasses. Says the Medrash, V'korach pikeach haya, such a clever guy. I am clever. He's a clever guy. Ma ro l'shtus hazeh. What made him do this insanity, this foolishness? Ele'eino itaso. He saw, V'ruach HaKodesh. He saw V'ruach HaKodesh. He had Ruach HaKodesh. Tell me that's not scary. He had Ruach HaKodesh. He saw a shalshelis of gedula. He saw a string, a chain of greatness that was going to come from him. Shmuel Shishakol Kemosha Aaron, right? He saw this. He said, ah, it's coming from me. I must be right. Only one mistake. His children did tshuva before they were swallowed up. It came from them, not from him. He went to Gehenna. You see what you want to see once you're living in this world. Again, it all started from something which we might consider very subtle, but it's not so subtle. Am I living in an egocentric universe or in a God-centric universe? And then comes the technique, right? The technique. This is the Gurari we mentioned before. The challenge of the Svarim to the leadership of Moshe Rabbeinu. A house full of Svarim doesn't need a mezuzah. The challenge in the world of Avoda to Aaron HaKohen is a garment, right, that's completely made out of tchelis, which reminds us of the mitzvos to do. Do we need a chut shel tchelis? Do we need an individual strand? And again, as we understood before, as we heard before, Tzachem has taught us, the mitzvos are meant to have a tam. The mitzvahs are meant to give us a taste. The mitzvahs are meant to have a time associated with them. But that's the tip of the iceberg. The mitzvahs are inviolate. When you say, if I don't understand, it doesn't exist, you're entering into the world of kfira. There is what you understand, and there's what you don't understand. Further, here the Medrash brings down an incredible, right, incredible story. Once the elitists, don't we know it all, right, the elitists pretend to be populists. They're there, what do you call it, for the people, we're there for you. Really, they're the biggest elitists. They're the one who's looking down their noses at everybody else. But they say, no, we're there for you. And then the Medrash Tehillim brings down the most unbelievable story. It says, Korach gathers together the people And he says that Hischil Omer Leitzonis, he begins to say to them, mockery, V'omerlehen, Almana Achlas Haisa Bishchunasi. Oh, aren't we familiar with this? People making up stories about, you know, or as it were, distorting stories and say, oh, look at this. And in order to be able to put down what he called Yiddishkeit, in this case, it's exactly like this. I know somebody. It's totally fabricated. It doesn't make a difference. Or it's part of a story. There was a widow. Oh, don't we feel bad? We do feel bad. There was a widow in my neighborhood, right? And she had two, what we call daughters, right? Orphans. Oh, playing with her emotions now. And they had a sadeh. They had one field left over to them, right? She wanted to plow her field. She came to Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu said, oh, don't plow with an ox together with a, what do you call it, with a chamor. He's mocking the Torah now. He's denying that Moshe Rabbeinu, right? Not only has he usurped power, but he's given us a false Torah. Look how hard he's making for this woman here. You can't use an ox together with a donkey. Lo sachrosh b'shor v'chamor yachtov. He's making it difficult for her. He's benighted, right? Black-coated, right? Provincial, right? Maniacs are making our life difficult for us. Don't plow your field with an ox and a chamor. Bazlizro, Amar La Moshe, she comes to sow. Fine, she found some way of plowing her field, right? She comes to sow the field. Sad chalos yizra kilayim. Be careful. Moshe Rabbeinu says to her, don't plant you. They're making our life more difficult for us again. Limiting. I can't plant two different types of seeds together. Vasa liksor, she comes, as it were, yeah, to reap the field now. Amala, anichi leket, shikho, peya. This other stuff has got to go to poor people. Not to you, honey. Mm-mm. Leket, shikra, peya, right? The things, the gleanings, the things that drop, the things you forget in the field, right? Instead of the whole corner of the field, goes to the poor, not to you, poor almana with your two orphan daughters. Vasalas is gorim, you're coming to pile up the grain after you've done all that Moshe Rabbeinu has demanded of you, t'ni t'numba, truma, truma's meiser, meiser rishon, meiser shen, meiser the tithes, it's the truma, it's all this, you're right, well, difficult. Itzika les hadin, but she was holy. This woman, she said, "Gamzu latova, shvir tzadayin yid." It's difficult to be Jewish, but I'll tough it out. I'll tough it out. Right? And she gave everything. Ma'asa machres asada v'lakha. Right? Shtei kvasos. She says, "I can't deal with this Moshe anymore. I can't deal because he makes my life too difficult. I'm getting rid of the field." She sees the field and she buys two sheep. Little Bosh Mingizo Sam, so she could at least have some clothing. She'll make from the wool. Vilehonos Mipero Sam, she'll get some milk, etc. Kevin Shioldu, the Aaron Vamala. Ah, Aaron now. Right? Here he is. Scrooge number 2 shows up. Says, Tinili Yetze Bechoros, the firstborn go to me. The Bechor goes to Kohen. That's what the Hashem said to me. Oh, yes. They're using their holiness, right, in double quotation marks, their holiness, to abuse and to manipulate the rest of us. Kol Bechor, she loves me. Bechor, it's a Bechor, he's a Bechor, right? Everything goes to, what do you call the first good born goes to Kohen. Itzika lo es adin v'nasa lo. She said, okay, fine. I'm... She gave them Yizman Giza, time to shear them. Amalai says to her, Tadili Reishis Hagez, give me the first shearings. Amalai Kodesh Brokel, once again, the holiness card. Yeah, the Lord said, give me what he called Reishis Hagez. Look how far Korach has drifted from where he started. He's an Ovid Hashem. It's a big tzaddik, right? Talmud Chacham. I shouldn't say tzaddik. Ovid Hashem. And the Talmud Chacham. And look how far he's drifted. First cheerings go to me. Ainli, she says, Amra Ainli Koach Lamod B'ish Hazeh. I can't take these people anymore, these rabbis. There's Moshe Rabbi, there's Aaron Rabbi. I can't take them anymore. That's it. I'm shechting the, what do you call it, the sheep. At least I'll eat them. one good meal. Kim Shishach Domelot, Nizroel Chaim Vekeva. Those are the parts. They go to the Kohen. Nizroel Chaim Vekeva. Amr lo, afilu shechate yosam lo nitzalti miyodo. Even if I shechted them, I'm not safe from his avaricious hands. Hey, alei chirim. I take an oath. This is a chirim. This is something that no one can be nana from. Amr lo, oh, fine. Perfect, says Amr. Tanali shikach amr akasav kol chirim b'Yisrael l'chayet. The chirim goes to what he called to him, to Kohen. Thanks. He did me a favor. Now I have it all. Notable halachlo. Inicha bocha v'hiu shtei b'noseh. He took it and left. Oh my goodness. This is pure Julius Streicher Yamach Shemo work. This is Der Sturmer, the avaricious Jew abusing the others. But here it's Jews against themselves. He left her, the poor almana, crying along with her two daughters. Right. Arach kadena bizsa lufsa. Right. Kachem osim v'tolim b'kodesh baruch hu, says Korach. See, look what they did to this poor almana, and they say this is what God wants. This is what God wants. This is not what God wants. We know what God wants. Mikan shayar late son, he mocked the Torah. Slippery slope. When thinking about me, myself, and I, down to the point of which even a person who is an Oved Hashem, a Talmid Chacham, becomes a Leitz. He mocks that which is holy. And after all is said and done, so we'd say, these people, excuse me, the hell with them. They should take a long walk off a short pier into the waiting mouth of a large white shark. And what does Moshe Rabbeinu say? No. Vayishlach Moshe lekro ledosim v'avirim, the professional provocateurs, b'nei Eliyahu v'yomru lo na'aleh. He sends to them, come. Let's make Shalom. After all that they've done, after all the poison they've spread, he wants to end the machlokas. He goes to them. He sends a messenger to them. Vayishlach Moshe mikan, says Rashi, from the Maran Sanhedrin, she'ein machzikim b'machlokas. Moshe Rabbeinu understood that the worst thing is machlokas. Literally, it is like chochmos nashim bansa besa. Preserve the house. Preserve the house. Even the others have attacked. Even the other ones have created machlokas. Struggle to make shalom. Nope, they won't. Even after that, after an insult, Moshe Rabbeinu ha'ma'at kis ayali sonam yitzrayim ve'eretz avos chavol davash ha'misim ba'midbar kis yistarer alino kamistarer. You took us out of Mitzrayim only to rule over us, only to oppress us, and you've done it exceedingly. After saying that, what a chutzpah. And they said this to Moshe Rabbeinu. Yet, before the final blow comes, Vayakam Moshe Vayilech Aldasam Avirim Vayilech Achrav Zikni Yisrael, he comes to them. He doesn't say, okay, let's just bring down the wrath of Hashem upon them. He comes to them. Maybe they will show some cover to Moshe Rabbeinu. Maybe they'll recant, and they didn't, and that was their end. The struggle to end the machlokas, even when you never began it. There's so much here that speaks to our current events. There's so much here that speaks to perhaps our own homes, right? It's a point to ponder. Kadosh Baruch Hu should protect us from all machlokas. Shemasha Hishchina, right? Also Shalom Ben Roma, Viyasa Shalom Aleinu, Valko Yisrael. Amar Amen. Have a great Shabbos. It should be once again Rafu Shlema. V'chavat Tziril Asrachol. Shabbat Rafu Shlema Mehera. Kol Tuv. Have a Shabbos. Kodesh Shalom Barach.